Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Book bag time, and what's in your valise today, Roald?
Well, we have another must-read book from Mary Ellen Hind, who certainly must be one of our most voracious readers because she keeps sending in stuff faster than I can read it. The book she recommends particularly in this little note to me is Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy by Karen Abbott. And it's a book about the part that women played in the Civil War, some 400s. Plus women, either dressed up as men or served as spies, and helped both the Confederate and the Northern side. Let me just give you an example that she recommends. The fourth woman that is covered in this book, Elizabeth Van Loo of Richmond, Mary Ellen says is the most interesting of the four. She was 43, had never married, lived with her mother. Although a native of Richmond and one of its wealthiest citizens, she had Yankee roots. She had been educated in Philadelphia under an abolitionist governess who was probably the most influential person in her life. When Richmond went to war, Elizabeth went undercover, helping captured Northern soldiers escape. She became such a skilled spy that Ulysses Grant sent her a note telling she'd sent him the most valuable information received from Richmond during the war. And she sent me a copy of the book, which I certainly intend to read based on her recommendations.
I got around to reading another book by, I think it's Martin Crew Smith. I'm not sure about the first name, but he's the fellow who wrote Gorky Park, about Arkady Renko, the idealistic investigator in Moscow who ran afoul of the law because of his unconventional approach to crime and also investigating corruption at the highest levels. That'll always get you in trouble,
right?
No matter what country you're in. But I discovered, somewhat to my surprise, he's written a string of books since then. I picked up one, Polar Star, in which Renko is reduced to a really terrible job. He's on the slime line in a Russian floating fish factory. The detail in that book is extraordinary. It's an interesting story, but he has learned more about an unusual thing where the Russians and the Americans cooperated in fishing. And at the end of this paperback book, Polar Star, there's an interview in which he explains how he came to this information. It's a fascinating book. If you like mysteries and you love Gorky Park, well, there's Arkady Renko in Polar Star and in several other books. So it might be worth looking up. Martin Cruz Smith is the last name.
Roger Asplin from Dixon, Illinois, who listens to us regularly, sent in a brand new book. I thought the last word had been done on this, but apparently not. This book is called Lincoln's Greatest Case, The River, the Bridge, and the Making of America by Brian McGindy, just published. It deals with Lincoln's role in the railroad bridge versus the Effie Afton controversy.
Oh, yeah.
A whole new book.
What's the name of it?
It is Lincoln's Greatest Case, The River, the Bridge, and the Making of America.
There's two books you've recommended I've heard of but not read. Do you have other recommendations?
Somewhere, but I'm not sure I can put my finger on. Did we talk last time about the book about drumming, or was that just After Hours?
I have no idea, but that is not the book from which Whiplash was drawn, is it?
No.
Uh-huh. There's so many.
Here's one quick one. Somebody just recommended, and I have never even heard of it, The Quack's Daughter by Gretchen Nettleson. And it deals with the early days of chiropractic, when chiropractic had a bad, bad reputation among the medical professionals. What's interesting about this book, apparently, is that it takes place in the early days of Davenport.
Oh, good. Who recommended that one?
I can't even remember. Don?
Well, doggone it. We would love to give you credit, but we thank you for the recommendation. And we thank you for your time as well, because we're pretty much running out of it. Next week, after we've been talking to librarians, Tweet and I are going to sit down and talk to each other about reading and writing. We hope you'll be back for that conversation. For Roll Tweet, I'm Don Wooten. Thanks for listening. See you next week on Scribble.